I was wondering, related to that, sometimes I just know that the state that's there is going to go away. Isn't that the scopal kind of way of looking at it? It doesn't necessarily mean that, like, aversion is there. I don't have to necessarily do something about it.
Well, recognizing it and seeing it clearly just as it is in a way doing something about it. And it's a doing something that most people don't do most of the time. You know, they don't look at it and clearly know what it is for itself. And that's always the first line of you know, working with difficult mental states, is just knowing. And many of them, if you have a real clear sense of what it is on an experiential level, then it does kind of arise, it has its life, and it passes away as long as you don't resist it or encourage it. So that's often enough. Sometimes they're really strong, though. You know, we have strong habits of mind for many reasons. You know, we've really reinforced them for years and lifetimes. And that's when working with a more objective antidote can be useful, just as a countermeasure. Like, if you're really strong, experience of, say, you know, sensual desire, then bringing up its opposite as a counterpoint to just, you know, knock that peg out, you know, so that it's not stuck there. Sometimes kind of just being mindful the mind isn't strong enough yet to hold it in that kind of objectivity. You need to counter it with something that's, you know, counterbalancing. So it kind of depends on the strength in your practice and where you're at. And we all go through different periods of needing sometimes those more stronger measures too.